Moida. But when the husband agrees, like that he wrote up a get for his wife and he wants to still give the get to his wife, so the law is that Bisman Shabbat Moed is Mil Yansal Isha. We do return this get, we give it to the Isha. V'yafilu Lizman Meruva, even though the get was found in a long time. So you see, not like our Mishnah, we're not afraid that maybe it's somebody else's get. Or Mishani, so the answer is, Kan Bimokim Shashiyoris Mitsuyois, Kan Bimokim Shena Shiyoris Mitsuyois. Again, that our mission is only talking about in the place where a lot of people pass by there. Since a lot of people pass by, then we're afraid maybe somebody else also lost his get. But the bright side that says, no, you could use it if the husband agrees, that's talking about when not too many people pass by there, therefore we're not afraid the get came from somebody else, therefore the get could be used. And he could be army, someone answer, like we said before, that also you need a second problem, but it has to be for sure two people have the same name in the city. That's when our Mishnah says we do not return the shtar if it's found later on. And behind the Rabbah, that's like Rabbah gave the teretz before to say you need two problems. But the Ika the army, some say no, this teretz is afagav de loy hochsaku. Even though we do not know for sure that two people in the city have the same names, still loy leheder, still we do not return this get, or pligi de Rabbah. And according to this pshat, he argues on Rabbah, that Rabbah said our Mishnah means not to return it only when you have two problems, that as shchiach shayoras, people travel, and it's huksagu, and they were saying, no, even though it's not huksagu, as long as it's in a place that a lot of people travel, that alone is enough to say we can't return it anymore, we have to be afraid maybe the get was from somebody else. Shalik Gemara says like this, Bishleim the Rabbah lo yomuk Reb Zeira, it's very good what Rabbah doesn't say like Reb Zeira, that he gives like his own teretz, Rashi explains, between Atarti Masnisin, to answer the two Mishnayis and the Mishnah here in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin and the Mishnah in Bar Metzion. Why? Because Masnisin alimu lelak shriya, you're better off asking a kasha and a Mishnah to a Mishnah. El Rab Zeru, my time will yom a karab, like how come Rab Zeru doesn't ask a kasha from two Mishnayis in, why does he go to a Braisa? So Gemara says, Omuloch, Rab Zeru will answer you back, from the Mishnah over there in Bar Metzion, it's not a proof. Mika Tony, does it say over there clearly, Imama Tanu Noisnin, does it say clearly if the husband would say give it back, you, to return it, you, to give it to his wife, do we give it? V'yafidu l'zman merubi, even in a long time, Dilma may be there, Imama Tanu Noisnin, Kedekaimalon, but Lialta, but maybe there, it's only Lialta, maybe you only have to return it right away, not if it took a long time. Sefer Abzeva doesn't ask the kasha from the Mishnah, but rather he asks the kasha from the Braisa. Mara says, Reb Yirmi Yom, Reb Yirmi says, new teretz. We're going to Kamri Edim, the Edim say that, Me'elom lo'ichosamnu, elo aget echod, sho'yoysir ben Shimon. That's the smashman in Gittin over there, that we do return the get. They're talking about that the Edim that signed on the get, they tell us now that they only signed on one get with the person's name. So therefore, even though the Shliach lost it and he found it a long time from now, there's nothing to worry about because these Edim are telling us that they did not sign on somebody else's shtar, somebody else's get with the same name. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so what's the chiddush then, like pshita? If we know for sure there was only one get written up for this Yosef ben Shimon, so pshita were not afraid it fell from somebody else. So Gemara says, no, maybe I would have thought that lechush, let's be afraid, that dum is rami shmo ki shmo v'yedim ki yedim. Kamash malon, that maybe, in other words, what happened here? The two Edim on this shtar say they did not sign on another shtar. True, these Edim did not. But maybe there are another two Edim with the same names as these Edim that signed on the other one shtar. So maybe it's not enough that these two Edim tell us that they didn't sign on any other shtar, because maybe there were two other Edim with the same name. So that's the Kamash Malon for this, we're not afraid. Such a far-fetched case that there should be two Edim, two pairs of Edim with the same names, and the same shtar with the same people on it, that we're not afraid of. Rav Ashi says like this, Kegoin de Komar Nekev Yeshboi Bitsadais Ois Plonis. That's what we said, we returned the get and let them use it even in a long time. That's when they found it, he still has a Simon Muvok in the get. Like he's able to tell exactly that on the top of this ice in the get there's a hole there. So he recognizes exactly where the hole is, so that's like a Simon Muvok to know this is his get. To have a simon muvak, that's called a very good simon. And that would be medayik v'dafka b'tzadayis plainis. Only if you found this hole true on the side of this ice. Tehevele simen muvak. That's called a very good simen that you can return it, use it. Avo nekev bialma. It's just tam, there was a hole on the get. And you know where it is. But it's not a special hole on top of a special ice. Loi, then we cannot use a regular simen. Why? Because in the safkale we have a suffix, like the Gemara in Bar Metzia has a suffix in Eilu Metzias, is simonim idirais idirabonim. That's how we return something with a simen. The Gemara's masupik there, maybe it only helps in the rabbanon de kalocha. But otherwise we're afraid maybe the person just guessed the simen, so here like a get, you will not be able to return it. So therefore here, the reason why we return the get, it has to be because over here there was a simen muvuk. Now the Gemara says, Rabba bar bachono irkos legita be midrasha. He lost the get in the base medrash. Omri said like this, like he wanted to like have it returned to him, so he told the people, listen, either I'll give you a simen that this is the get that I lost, or else I have tfiyas aina, I'll be able to recognize, like I can recognize this is the shtar. So case was Ahadra and Ale, they returned the shtar to him. Omar, and he said, lo yadana, I do not know really why they returned it to me, because I have two reasons. So which one did they use? Imishum simona Ahadrua. Did they just return it because they have a simin? Well, Kesavrim, we hold that they held simonim diraisa, that they could be samech on simonim even to return a get, which is a shalom diraisa, in mishum tfiyas eina, or else maybe they only did it because of tfiyas eina, because he recognized it. With his eyesight, he recognized it. Then the svar would be, v'davkut sumim ed rabbonin, only because he was a Talmud Chacham, like we're not afraid he would lie. Therefore, if a person tells us that he really has, he recognizes it, so that's for sure it. The only problem would be maybe he's lying. But if he's a Surma Madrabon and a Talmud Chacham, by him we're not afraid he's lying, then for sure that's the shtar that he lost, because he could recognize it. But it could be a regular person that we're afraid maybe he's going to lie. On him we would not be sanach with Tfiyas Aina to say he really recognizes it. Because true, recognizing it is a tremendous good sin. It's like a sin of Muvik. The only shallow is, though, is the guy lying or not? So we were the two midrabbana, we know for sure he's not lying, then you could be saying mechon tfiyas eina. Then the Mishnah says, v'yimlaf posel. But if he did not, if the shliach did not find the shtar right away, he only found it a while later, then the shtar was posel. Because we're afraid maybe somebody else lost it. Zimara says, tana rabbanan, eizeo shaloi liyalter. What's called a while later that the Mishnah says it's posel? Like what's called right away, and what's called not right away? So Rabbi Nosson Noimer Sheshoer Kidei Shetava Shayorah V'Tishra, that you waited enough time for caravan to pass by and to encamp and to camp there. Rashi Shir Shetuch Olav Shayorah Shom V'Lachnos. How much the caravan can pass by, you like can set up the camps here. If you waited that long, then we have to be afraid maybe they get this from somebody else. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Noimer Kidei Shei Odom Oimed V'Roya Shloi Ovar Shamodim. First, you can stand up and see that nobody else passed by there. So Rashi says, "Claim it means to say, "Ain't a dove told to be sheer." It's not any time limit. Just means that as long as somebody could say he was there and nobody else passed by, but as soon as somebody else passed by, then we're afraid maybe this get was lost by him, and it's not your get. You can't use it. The Yeshayim, some say, "Shloi shor adam shom." Not only a person didn't pass by, but had it been a person didn't stay there. Like we're only afraid if the person stayed there a while, sat down there like them, we're afraid maybe he lost it. Rabbi says, v'saget. How long it takes you to write up a new get? Rashi says, that's the sheer b'yalma. Stam, that's the sheer, that's a time limit to be called l'yalter. It has nothing to do with writing up the get, but that's just stam a time limit. It takes him 20 minutes, that's the time limit. Rabbi Yitzchok Aimer Kadei Lekroisai. How long it takes you to read the get? And Achemim Aimrim Kadei Lekroisai Lekroisai. Others say no, it means both together. The time it takes you to write up a get and to read it. V'yafilu Shor. And even if it waited this long. They now are saying V'yafilu Shor, even if it waited longer than Liyalter, so the Mishnah says it's possible, but you should know. V'yeshpoi Simonim, if he has like a Simon Muvuk, then Midim Olav. Then he could say this like he could get it back. The armory we say Nekev Yeshper Vitzadai's plainness. So that's called like a Simon Muvuk. For that we would return the get, even though it was lost a long time. That's like for sure still your get. But V'ein Mi'idin Al Simoni Haguf. But we cannot just say Simonim upon the get itself, just like it was tall or short. The army orach v'gutz, you can't just say it was a long sheet of paper, a short sheet of paper. That's not called a good simon. What about the matzu kosher b'kis? Let's say you found the get tied up in a wallet of the arniki, or else the kis is down in a wallet, and if it's down in a bag, and the arniki is a wallet, or the tabas was tied into your ring. Or you should.